Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We had a clear vision for the future. House Democrats fight for lower costs, better paying jobs, and safer communities. House Democrats consistently will put people over politics.
Incoming House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries explained what he believes kept Republican gains to a minimum in the 2022 midterm elections. The GOP took control of the House and Democrats expanded their control of the Senate, both by narrow margins. The economy may be the most prominent bipartisan issue, and Democrats hope to focus on climate change, abortion, and health care. Meanwhile, House Republicans plan to launch investigations into the Biden family and the administration, promised in retaliation for the January 6th committee hearings. Topics will include the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, border security, and Hunter Biden's business dealings. Another target will be Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over fentanyl and border issues. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs explained his rationale.
I expect our party to pursue impeachment next Congress. Secretary Mayorkas has committed high crimes and misdemeanors. His conduct is not incompetent, it's not negligent, it is willful and intentional.
While some voters want Congress to probe problems along the U.S.-Mexico border and the growing abuse of fentanyl, others do not particularly care about investigating the Bidens. A Politico Morningstar poll showed only 28% of voters think Hunter Biden should be investigated or whether the House should debate impeaching President Biden. David Barker, director of the American University Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies, noted a narrowly divided Congress could potentially be seen as fertile ground for bipartisanship, but he fears the opposite will be true.
The more closely divided the Congress is in terms of there not being much of a margin of difference between the number of Democrats and the number of Republicans, that actually tends to be a recipe for more gridlock.
Philip Wallach, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, said more robust open debate could make Congress more effective, but cautioned many recent deals have been made behind closed doors, not allowing most members of Congress to put their best foot forward.
We see more and more bills instead worked out by the leadership and then brought to votes with very little opportunity for real debate or amendment.
Finally, authorities in Brazil could revive a 2008 case of check fraud against New York Representative-elect George Santos, which had been dropped when they could not locate him. Santos is currently under investigation after a New York Times report found he fabricated numerous elements of his life and resume, which his critics say may have misled voters. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.